This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
R&B money! We up! Tank. Jake Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? I am Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B. We're excited today.
Yeah, it's a good day.
In R&B Money Land.
Good day.
You know, family member, loved one. Just, I lost a lot of fans doing some work.
Oh, we're doing
Know, with this young lady. This very, very talented, multifaceted boss lady. You know, let's just get into who she is first. Ladies and gentlemen, from the preacher's kid.
No, you will not.
Yeah.
What you not
gonna
do?
BET's on.
Yeah.
What you not.
Come on, man. Ace Time's on.
Ace Time.
Singer, songwriter, producer, actor. We got to put comedian in there. Stylist, couture.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Interior decorator.
Interior design.
Yeah.
You need a bag. She's probably already got it. She'll resell it to you. Turn up for Miss Natalia Luckett.
Yeah.
What an introduction.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Yeah.
Hi, family.
So can we just get this out the way?
Yes. Go.
What?
Would you like to apologize, Devlin?
I don't think.
My dad still don't fuck with you about it. You know, when I see that nigga.
Listen, we don't need the full explanation. Would you like to apologize, Devlin?
I stand on my character.
Oh, you did your work.
I did. Listen, and they really had me doing worse.
And he was like, I can't.
And I was like, come on, guys.
I can't do that.
Jesus paying for this? Like, I can't. There's like, they said, hit her and then kick her 3 times. I said, I don't understand. Is this movie about abuse? Domestic abuse?
I didn't sign up for this.
Like, it's like, you're losing me. And them kids, I remember getting off the plane one time and a little kid going, it's Devlin. I'm like, No, no, it's not. It's Tank.
I want to know whose parents had him watching.
It was a movie. It's the movie that became this classic in schools and churches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
It, they play it in schools and churches. They apparently did. It's, you know, is there are
the,
lessons
the
in
lesson.
It.
Is it to keep you away from the R&B singer?
No. It's...
Your R&B singer, so I don't know why you laugh.
Right. I'm not Devlin.
Look,
I'm not Devlin either. I got paid to be Devlin.
Can I tell you, my bro is one of, and I have to say this every time someone tries to, you know, make a jab at my bro, they like, yo, I still don't like Tank over that movie. I'm like, he's one of the nicest people I've ever encountered in life. Like, he's my bro for real. He's loving. Like, this was hard for him to do, but he just did his job. So job well done,
thank
sir.
You, thank you.
You know what?
Thank
you.
Job well done.
Job thank you. Well done.
So, you're not going to apologize,
my comments. I don't care what I post. Somebody will sneak on there and say, I still don't like what you did. They still think Gianna is Bishop's baby.
Huh? They still think my daughter is Bishop's baby.
You know what?
Man. For Greenleaf, when you do the work, you do well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's the mean people that stick with people. Because when you be nice in movies, they forget you. What? I don't know.
I keep getting booked to be the villain.
Me too. Is that a thing?
But you know why?
Why?
Because we have so much pent up aggression.
Because we want to be the nice person all the time.
Because we're always the nice person all the time. So we always have to pack those.
Let's unpack that.
You know what I'm saying? We always have that packed away. It's stored away for when we hit a breaking point.
And so, I enjoy using it.
You know what I'm saying? Like when it's time.
So what would I be if I'm an actor then?
Yeah.
That's a little natural. That might be your everyday.
It's how you live your life.
Jay, as we know him.
So would I be like the super nice?
You might get your nice.
Real softy.
Jay, not so direct. If you could just
sit down.
You could beat around it a little bit. And we also want to point out, this is Army Money, the Army Money podcast. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes people, you know, will go into their style bag.
Into their money bag.
Into their money bag.
Yeah.
And just help with the aesthetic.
Hundo.
If you notice the shirt she has on.
Yeah, yeah. It's big money talk.
You know what I'm saying?
I
knew where I was coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
And said, I just don't want to wear anything.
Yeah.
I want to put it on.
Ain't nobody pulled up with the money. You know what I mean? They might have had the money in a pocket.
They put up with the money on.
They pulled up with the money on.
Yeah, she got it on.
You gotta wear it, you know?
You're super stylish.
Oh, thank you, bro. You are too, both of y'all.
Super. You're super, super. You've been on it. I learned my style a little later after Jay burnt half my closet up. But he did it.
I
love telling this story because it's true. It speaks to what you said. Listen, what happened is he walked in my closet. Uh-huh. This is when we were, you know, when Jay was like, officially, you're the manager. You're the guy. You're the only guy. We're going to trust each other and we're going to take this ride. Right? And he walked in my closet. All right, like, well, let's just start getting everything together. Your aesthetic. Let's just start really tapping into the music. And so he walked in my closet. He looked and he's like, we should burn all of this.
All of this got to go.
All of that.
Fire sale.
And I was like,
all of it?
That's what friends are for.
Well, bro, that's a real, I mean, you've been shot.
No. He's right.
That guy be fly.
You be shot.
I was church. I looked church good. There's a difference.
Yeah, we had to get him to the streets.
There's a difference.
You know what I mean?
You could be sharp at church too.
You can be sharp at church, but he had to get me, you know, he had to get me to Italy.
You understand
what I'm saying? He had to get me to Rome.
He got you there.
You understand what I'm saying? He got me there. And so now you can't get me
and
out of it.
And you ain't even like, you do your casual fly stuff. So the fact that you stepped in and know, you know.
Jay is fresh.
He's fresh.
Thank you, guys.
Always fresh.
Thank you.
He's been
fresh since he was a baby. That's Jay. It's not a over-the-top style.
No.
It's just always really cool, nice shit.
Really nice.
Always.
Crisp, if you. Crisp.
You know, I iron my clothes.
You do.
We are going to go back in time, but I just want to start at the style part because you're always
very stylish.
Come with some cool
been fly
shit.
From always. Jump.
Thank you. Where did
you get that from? Where did that start?
I think with my grandmother and my mom, Because my grandmother has always been, I mean, like, till she left this earth, she had her Gucci bags and shoes to match. I mean, come on, Alpha Williams, sharp. Okay, Alpha Williams was sharp, and my mom was the same way. And I think also...
Shout out to Pam.
Shout out to my mama Pam. Mama Pam.
You know I love your mama Pam.
We know. We know you love mama Pam. Who can't love mama Pam? No, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but I do feel like with starting my career early at, 12? Like, we couldn't get off the plane looking crazy. Like, we had to have makeup done, hair done, have on the right fit. You know, we had to carry ourselves a certain way because we knew with being in the public, right. Of course, there were the blogs and stuff and early. Paparazzi, but, you know, we had to be on point. Yeah. So I think it taught me to be that way. Like, and my mom was also one of those people that was like, you never know who you're going to see on the way to the mailbox.
Wow. Never know who you're going
to see. She was telling me that from a little girl. I was like, who going to be out there, mom? Just... When I'm out there riding my bike, I don't see nobody but the ice cream man.
But you just, ice cream man might pull up. You never know.
I guess. So between my mom, my grandmother, my mom, and, you know, starting this thing early with DC, I was kind of trained to want to always make the effort to be on point with my style.
All right. And last question in the present before we go back to the past. Do you think that that's missing?
Now?
In today's...
In entertainment or just in music?
I think as it pertains to female R&B artists.
Okay.
Good question. I mean, all right, let me serve it to you this way. So with social media, like, people are able to be themselves on their platform, on their pages. They can, however they want to show up, style, the way they talk, that's who they are. So I feel like the cookie cutter way that the labels might have, you know, wanted us to look, or, well, this is what's hot, this is the new trend. And then the stylist shows up to the photo shoot, the album shoot, with this one rack of what everybody's wearing. That's not happening anymore. So it kind of makes me feel like, okay, I love that people are being individuals and they're able to be creative. And if they ain't the type of girl that want to put on the short dress and maybe wants to wear the baggy jeans and maybe a crop, however you want to do it, sis, do it. But I just feel like social media has allowed the freedom for people to be themselves and not be that cook. You know how when it was time to do the album packaging, photo shoot, whatever was hot at the time.
There used to be an album cycle.
Right? Yeah.
Literally an album cycle and a rollout and a whole thing. Like, where you had to either, like, you had to get in shape or you had to...
Right.
Whatever it is, it's like you said, or they would bring you the full thing, the full gamut of whatever is the hottest stuff.
Whatever was hot at the time.
At that moment.
Which kind of, I think, didn't allow people. I mean, I remember I forced y'all on the first album, the first DC album. At the time, I loved wearing shades on my head. For what? I don't know. I never put the motherfuckers on. But anyway.
But just on the top of your head.
On the top.
Okay.
I didn't throw a fit, but it was like, this is my thing. Like, I want to just add my thing to it. And it made the photo. It made the album, the cover of the album. And I just was like, this is just my little piece of me that I want to carry into this moment, you know? So I feel like now people are allowed to be more of themselves. And whether that's more casual or you looking like you run on the runway every time you fucking get on. Why am I cussing so much? Because am I comfortable?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We be cussing and shit.
Like, is this even allowed here?
We definitely be cussing.
You know what? It's because I'm having a conversation with my bros and it's not like, we talk. And
well, the reason I asked you that question is because, I mean, I guess in with social media, there has been an effect on all of that. But I think, you all were so respected and revered.
Very polished.
In your clothes.
All of the things. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? It was like, it was great styling. It was all of these things and, you know, great music to go along with it, to where you didn't necessarily have to exploit yourself as a woman.
Oh, that's...
To where...
Oh, is that the question? Oh, Lord, you trying to get me in trouble.
No, I'm not trying to get you in trouble. I'm just saying that...
Yeah,
the times are where they are.
They are.
And so in order to be heard sometimes nowadays, you got to be seen first.
You do.
You know what I'm saying?
And we're in a very aggressive time.
Yeah, I understand the shift.
Yes.
I'm just saying, I'm just asking from your standpoint, is there a way to get back to, you know, being heard, respected, and loved in nice clothes?
So there's a second part to that question. Mm-hmm. So with the freedom of being who you are and how you want to be seen, mm-hmm. right? Because some women feel perfectly okay with, you know, showing up with barely anything on. And that's just who they are. And they don't give, that's what who they are. Mm-hmm. And I can't judge that, right? Right. When we were coming up, right? I remember watching videos, Duxie, when she first, we first started being friends, there was a lot of music that she wasn't familiar with, you know, with being raised in Africa. So she didn't really know some of our key R&B artists, right? So I was playing her the Toni Braxton videos, the Janet Jackson videos, and Whitney Houston videos. And I was like, the one thing that she pointed out, she was like, they're all covered. And I said, yeah. I said, back then, like, you can look at the Toni Braxton video and she had on a turtleneck dress.
Yeah.
And it was still giving sexy and body. So sexy. And you know what I mean? You were focused on her vocals because you couldn't help but to, but you were like, yo, this woman is sexy and she's feminine and she's all these different things. And I want to be that, you know what I mean? Or Whitney Houston, she would also do, you know, she would be in a white button up blouse with a pair of jeans on, sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
Singing her throat off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Janet Jackson did one of the baddest routines with a black tied up t-shirt and a pair of jeans. She stood up on that chair and almost and didn't bust her shit open. Like, I mean, that was impressive.
Yeah.
But we were so focused on the artistry, and all of those women were very different. But they didn't. I am really trying to word this the right way. Why would you ask me this question?
I'm looking at you.
How you gonna pull this off, T?
Toya for city council.
No, I'm saying, but like, it was different. But okay, we saw Janet Jackson, and if we've seen Janet Jackson on the cover of her album with a dude holding her titties, we've seen all of these different things.
There were small moments.
There were small. Here's the other part of that. There's a personality that's allowed to be seen on social media that we didn't see what was going on behind closed doors with Janet.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see what was going on behind closed doors with Toni or with anybody, Mariah. We didn't know. We knew what they allowed us to see.
Yeah.
Now with social media, if there's some ratchet behavior going on to match the outfit, then we go, oh, that's who that person is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's the mystery is gone.
But that's what the internet did.
Yeah.
It did.
We always talk, we talk about that, right?
The internet, there's a good and bad of it.
Yeah. The internet, the internet with freedom.
Comes freedom. And you got to allow people to be themselves.
But sometimes freedom is also a prison.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because now you're playing into what you think everyone wants to see, or what you see, you know, the numbers jump off of
what they're reacting to.
They're reacting to.
Everybody wants to be reactive.
Everybody wants to be reactive. So you become now within your freedom, you become a prisoner.
Yeah,
you become a prisoner to those likes, to those analytics. And not realizing that forever, and you know, I'm sure y'all grandmama said it, my grandmama said it, my people said it. Everyone loves to watch a train wreck.
Yeah.
It don't matter what part of the world or what hood you come from, you've heard that in your lifetime.
Yeah.
And now we're literally living it and seeing it.
Yeah.
Fact. Because yes, if somebody's gonna crash, you're gonna be like this. You can be on the other side of the freeway and be like, man, why is it traffic?
Mm-hmm.
And people are slowing up to see what's going on the other side.
Yeah.
And now we're faced with that within, you know, from the internet and from social media. And I think the music business really suffers from it because we've always been reactive.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
And now it's a magnifying glass on the reactions. So when you walk in there and you go to a label and they're like, oh, well, what's going on with them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, she got three baby daddies. Yeah. And she makes songs about how these niggas ain't shit.
Yeah.
Sign her.
Listen to this one. Yeah.
He got 47 bodies.
Yeah. He getting out next week.
He ain't in jail forever. No. He beat 49 of them. Wait, what did you say? Yeah, 40. Yeah. He beat two extra ones too? Yeah, this one of the ones he didn't do. He beat those two. We're going to put his album out next week.
Yeah.
Like, this is where we at.
Yeah.
It's a cold place, bro.
Yeah.
But it definitely has trickled down to the female artists with them having to show more of themselves from a body sense.
Or you're boring or playing it safe.
Yeah.
And I remember being told that a lot too. Like, you don't ever really, you don't show nothing. Like, you always trying to be politically correct, or you always, you know, it gives safe, it gives square. And I'm like, but I don't, it's not like I'm going, oh, I don't want to be this kind of way. Like, this is, y'all know me. That's how I carry myself. That's how I was raised. That's how.
And your music is not.
It's not even. Yeah.
It's not ratchet.
Doesn't give that.
You don't make ratchet music. Because here's my other thing. If that is who you are, that's fine. I want to hear the music that's connected to that. Now, if you're quote unquote safe, your songs are probably a little more safe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I understand it, but like throwing it, because I've watched people try to throw artists into the fire where one thing doesn't match the other.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, you probably just don't want that artist.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't want to be in that type of business with that artist.
Because mm-hmm.
at some point, that's going to implode.
Absolutely. Because it's not them.
You can't live that life but for so long. Yeah. You
definitely
can't.
Not now.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to the beginning.
Yikes.
Well, let's go to the beginning.
Okay.
When?
Texas.
When did you know what church were you in?
Mm-hmm.
What mother on the mother's board came to you and said,
well,
girl, you can show sing. When did you know you had something?
Betty Hollins.
Come on, Betty Hollins. Come on.
Brentwood Baptist Church, baby.
I got a auntie Betty, too. Come
yes.
on.
Yes. Brentwood Baptist Church. And she would do this thing during service where the children's choir would be singing, and she would pass the mic around. And it got to me. And I ain't get that motherfucker back.
You stole the church mic?
I just felt like it was my time. Okay.
Had you been waiting? You were waiting.
I was waiting. I said, it was coming my way. And I, baby. And I think in that moment I was like, this is what I want to do. And I remember my like.
How old were you?
Ooh, I was about 6.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, I was about 6. One. Yeah. I was ready. And I just, from that point on, I think she saw my confidence and the love that I had for music. And she just continued to allow me to lead the songs. And then she sent me to Japan with like.
Wait.
No, yeah.
How did you go from stealing the church mic going to Japan?
I stole the church mic. And then she sent me to Japan at the age of 10 to represent the U.S. In this big world choir they were doing. She sent me, thank you, Miss Bette. Thank you, Miss Hollins. I love her. She still lives down the street from me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
Yeah.
And so that was the light bulb in your head there.
It was, but my confidence was different back then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all know how I get shot on the mic now. You couldn't tell me nothing. The one thing I knew I could do was sing. And I just wish I could get that confidence back. I would do anything to have that confidence back. And from there, like, I started being in the school plays and going out for the lead roles. You couldn't tell me nothing. And then somebody told me I was off. And it set
me down.
You had
an Aunt Betty moment. Because that's his.
Aunt Betty
told me I was off. His Aunt Betty told me,
I was off.
Well, that turned you up, though.
Turned me up. I was like, how I doing, Auntie Betty? You was off, baby. You was real off.
Yeah, somebody told me I was off.
And I was like.
So with them, okay. From a confidence standpoint, because in this business, that's pretty much the major key. The major key is to definitely be on key. But no, but the confidence.
Confidence is key.
You can't let anyone affect your confidence in this because tomorrow can be your day. So most of the time, because we're in a subjective business, we all know that, we're all opinions.
Yeah.
So people don't even realize how many no's you got to go through.
Oh my God, I talk about that all the time. It's so many no's.
To get to the right yes.
Yes. Facts.
So if your confidence ever wavers, that shit can throw you off.
Right.
Completely.
Completely. So at what age does someone tell you that, where they throw, like, did you have that moment where they, where it was like you said, someone told me I was off?
Well, yeah, once I started going to voice lessons,
mm-hmm.
and I became a part of DC, it wasn't your local talent show no more. This wasn't a stage play. This was real.
It was the big
time. This was real. You know what I mean?
And how old are you at this point?
I'm 12 at this point. 12, maybe going on 13.
Okay. Yeah. So middle school.
So,
middle
school. Yeah. And I think, you know, to hear the other voices around me, and especially, I mean, we talking about B.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sound like that, Mom.
Right.
I don't sound like that. Ain't how I sound. Is that, does that mean I'm not good, or does that mean it's just different? Like,
right.
And you start questioning,
because
this isn't what me watching Whitney on screen anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is someone in my face, and I'm hearing the power.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to?
especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50, and it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
This is someone in my face, and I'm hearing the power in her throat. And I'm going, whoa. And it didn't turn into competition or anything like that. It turned into, wow, I'm looking at this person with an amazing gift, and I'm getting to experience it. Like, how can I better myself? Or, you know, like, I know our tones are different. We're never going to sound the same, but... like, I need to work on myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I need to work on myself.
Yeah.
And I think I had a moment of, wow, am I ever going to be good enough? So I'm going to play my position that I've been given in this and take advantage of this opportunity. Mm-hmm. And the position I was given was solo, was soprano. Mm-hmm. So I just... worked on that.
Right.
You right. found your lane.
I found my lane in the group. Mm-hmm. I played my part, but I played that part for so long that I never really put the effort to make the other parts of my voice, like, to grow that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I was so busy at sharpening.
Yeah.
The soprano.
Absolutely.
Make sure y'all,
you know what I'm saying?
Gotta be tight.
I gotta be on my note. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
So I became insecure in anything else. And to even hear my voice stand alone, because I'm just here for the harmonies. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm just here to play my part as a soprano in the harmony. The thought of hearing my voice alone again or being a solo artist was, oh my God, the anxiety.
But when you look back on that time.
When that was never a problem at the age of 10.
Right. Right.
But I want to hear is myself.
But then the flip of that is what it helped create in mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. because of the rehearsals.
Yes.
The time spent. Mm-hmm. The criticism.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What this builds. Because what I find too in the industry that we're in now. Where we're at now, this current moment and this time, is the work ethic is so different.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think that people think you just have to live in the studio. Mm-mm. And whatever comes out of the studio is what it is, more so than it is the rehearsal hall.
Oh, yeah.
The voice training. The endurance training. Mm. You know, like...
Running in heels.
And that's where I was about to go to. There are stories about y'all development and what it took to get y'all to a space where what I would call unfuckwittable.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw y'all group and I was like, this shit is crazy.
Yeah.
These girls are cooking, mm-hmm. singing, dancing, not missing a note, not missing their steps. Like, that shit was really cool to watch from the female sense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because obviously I was in a kid group, so I came up through that whole Brooke Payne, mm-hmm. you know, military style rehearsals.
Yes.
But it was always very male based mm-hmm. for that type of stuff.
Yeah.
That type of structure.
Yeah. Where you saw what was created through that. And I just always respected it. Because you can... For me, I could see the work. I could see the work that y'all had put in from the rip. Like, oh, no, they're different.
Real different.
They really rehearsing. Can you give us a little bit of like the regimen?
Oh,
because
man.
I think, like I said, people get confused on what this shit really takes to have
greatness.
A 30-year career, yes. A 50-year career, a lifetime career.
Yes.
In this.
It was no games. You know, we didn't get to do the proms and the homecomings and the kicking it with our friends. Of course, there was time for that, mm-hmm. but we ate, slept, and peed this industry. Like, we were, it was nonstop. Mm. We would wake up, go to rehearsal. Then we would have individual voice lessons. Then we would have group voice lessons. And then we would eat. And then we come out of that and we go into another rehearsal. And then we'd work out. And then we go into another rehearsal. And
golly.
That was our day.
Then you slept and you did it all over again.
All over again.
For how long? Before y'all ever even put out an album.
We started that. I mean, they had been, Girls Time had already been doing their thing 4 or 5 years before me, I think, for sure. So when
and
I
you got
in
the group at how old?
I got in at 12. Oh so, God. I mean, from it's all we knew.
Yeah.
We didn't know anything but that.
Yeah.
There was no like, oh, I'm going, you know, I'm going to the movies. I'm going to take a family trip. It's like, especially when we were trying to get our deal, it was nonstop. Remember showcases?
Yeah.
We were having showcases for labels. So when that got amped up, then it was time to, you know, do more rehearsals. And we go to Atlanta and we, you know, would rehearse there and have a vocal coach there. And it just, it was nonstop. It was nonstop.
And the debut album comes out at how old?
I was 16.
So another 4 years.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. But I will, one thing I'll take away from that experience, wow. man, that whole thing, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, I don't care if we were in the airport. I remember being on an airplane, getting woke up like out of our sleep, like coming to the front of the plane. What? Of course, we never asked that, but it was like, okay. We sang the national anthem on a plane as people are trying just to have rehearsal, singing in front of people on the spot.
On the spot.
We were singing like hotel lobbies, like wherever, whenever, like we had to be on point. We would sit around and practice our harmonies all day long. We would find, we used to listen to Boyz II Men and In Vogue all the time and be sitting by the boombox like, this show note, this show note, this show note. And we would do that all day, every day. Just harmonizing, getting a blend together.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was life.
Yeah.
We didn't know life outside of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And there was no break. But what?
Yeah. Where,
you
where,
ain't got to where.
We have
right.
a goal.
Wow, that taking me a hurdle. But I think that that's why we've been able to have long careers, to be okay with a little criticism here and there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the criticism that we were getting came from a place of love and wanting someone wanting us to see us at our best.
Mm-hmm.
I think now we all know how to differentiate between, you know, mm-hmm. the two. Right. You know, and also we know how to keep our business to ourselves. We were trained to do that.
Right.
We ain't gonna pop off unless it's in a song.
Right.
This is very true.
Oh, you want a response? Let the album come out.
Yeah. Yeah.
We learn how to keep, we're taught about the mystery and how to keep that.
Right. Yeah.
We had to watch the Michael Jackson, you know, if there was a tour DVD he had out or a tape, you know, something like that. We would watch Mike all day. We would watch Janet. We would watch Shaka. We would watch the greats all day long.
Mm-hmm. Studying.
Studying them.
Studying. And y'all were connected to some things that were also great that a lot of people may not know. I know because I'm from there. Y'all got some Bay Area roots.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Shout out to my brother, Dwayne Wiggins. Because yes. That's how I first heard about y'all.
Yeah.
Through Dwayne Wiggins. From Tony, 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 for people who may not be familiar with just the, you know, the government.
Mm-hmm.
But even in that, those steps to get y'all to where y'all were going. That
moving, you know, to Oakland.
Moving to Oakland. Move, like, as kids. She's gonna uproot, move to Oakland, of all places. And listen, and what I know about Dwayne will have you in the trap.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? We was eating fried catfish almost every day. Listen.
Hey, Dwayne and Raphael, you know what I mean? Raphael, they'll get you with the whole, you know, incense and candles and the whole, you know, you think
barefoot.
They from the streets. From the deep Oakland. From the streets of Oakland. So I already know that y'all were experiencing something completely different. How did that also play into, right? Because you're now signed to another artist.
Yeah.
Were you able to experience some of what was going on with their group? Or was that something completely different from y'all?
Completely different. We were sheltered from a lot. Now, although we were there, and whether we were in the hood or not or whatever, we didn't really know. I mean, we was in the house. We was in the house practicing and learning harmonies. We didn't get outside at all. You know what I'm saying? We maybe to go have dinner every once in a while, but we were babies. So they knew to keep us out the way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They were even super careful about who they put us on tour with. Just all of that because we were so young and very sheltered and protected, and there were chaperones. It was all, as it should be.
As it should
be. Kids on the road. Yeah. You know, Oakland wasn't first. Atlanta was. During Freaknik time. Who's in the house? Who's in the house?
Did y'all hear the Freaknik outside?
We ain't hear the Freaknik. We just knew.
We see it rolling by.
Balloon down the street. I think they call it Freaknik.
Look, that show looks freaky. That show looks freaky. So, when do you think? When do you think you regained at least enough confidence to say, and I don't want to skip over anything, but to say I can do this on my own?
That came later. I'm still fighting with that a little bit.
After all your solo success, after everything, still.
People don't realize how the seeds that they plant, especially into children, the words that are said, even if said with love, I think now that I have kids, I'm very careful with the way that I talk to them and the things that I say to them. Because as an adult, I remember. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we were kids in an adult industry. So
there is no kid part of the music business. It's just kid artists.
And even if we were
kid part. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, we were getting, I think we got dropped from the label at one point. The rejection started early with us. Because we were, you know, wanting to get on. We were wanting to put out an album and all these different things. And everybody wasn't feeling it. So rejection, we got our nose early. And that can do something to you. Mm-hmm. It can do something to you. And, but it also, I feel, makes you stronger. I do feel like I am stronger and able to push through a lot of things, because I know even with some of the no's that I received, I'm still here. And I'm still, my gift, nobody has taken my gift from me.
For sure.
They can't do that. Mm-hmm. But it does have enough, it can be a mental fuck.
So it sounded like you had confidence.
But I'll tell you when it started. So I, DC, I honestly didn't know what it was that I wanted to do. I was, being a solo artist was nowhere. What? I would argue you down. I might have gone off on you if you said anything to me about
going solo.
What? No, that wasn't an option. And then I found myself here in LA working with Chris Hicks, Terry Ross, Dave Young.
Noontime.
Yes,
my guys.
And, you know, they were like, yeah, let's do a little something, you know, whatever. So I did a few of these records, and Dave was helping to build my confidence up in the studio. I will love him forever for that, because he was my teacher and he was very patient with me, and he knew, you know, what I was going through mentally. And he was like, your tone is crazy. Your tone is crazy. You need to just like understand that you can stand alone. Like you can do this. And I was like, no, I can't. This is just not whatever. And so we just kept working together and Chris ended up shopping me a deal and getting me signed at Capitol. And everything was fun and all until I had to start performing live.
Really?
And that's when the anxiety, the panic attacks, that's when it got real.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Got real. I would have panic attacks in the bathroom. I was scared to go on stage. My voice would literally be shaking, like to be out there alone by myself and not have my girls up there with me. You know, I didn't know how to play that off.
Wow.
I didn't know how to play that off. And it wasn't until I got on the Mary J. Blige tour.
That's when I started.
It wasn't until I got, and I thanked Mary at the BET Awards like just a few weeks ago, because I don't think she understands what she did for me in giving me that opportunity and allowing me to just be a part of something so amazing and watching her on stage every night. Like, one thing about Mary, it's going to be from her soul.
Mm-hmm.
She's not worried about whether it's on, it's off, it's this or that. She is telling her story.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters. All that matters. She getting it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I learned so much from watching that. I came from this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Which is great too. Mm-hmm. We see how that performs.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
But to watch someone just go out there and pour out their soul every night, it made me go, let your hair down a little.
Yeah.
Like, get your freedom back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, trust yourself. Trust your gift.
Mm-hmm.
You're here for a reason. This woman wouldn't have you opening up for her if you sounded like a dying goat. Like, you're here for a reason. And I just feel like in that moment and allowing, God just showed up. He did. And every night I got stronger and stronger and stronger. And I started to realize, okay, this is where you're supposed to be.
And how long is your set? At that point,
my set was about 25 minutes.
You got right into it too, because people don't realize it. Like, 25 minutes sounds short.
No.
But for a new artist, because you also weren't doing any old records, you were
It was all my album. All
So you're giving them 25 minutes of new music.
Freshness.
And a few dance routines.
Come on.
Bow.
A little bit of y'all.
That's not easy. That's
yeah, it was a lot.
I saw you on that tour.
You did?
And I was like, and it was when you were singing, what's it called in between the two? What is it?
Torn.
Oh, Torn.
Did he say called?
Okay. You were singing Torn. And I knew what notes were coming up.
Why does everybody know the note?
I knew what notes were coming up. And I wanted to see
if I could do
how it played out live. Yeah. And I was like this.
See?
And you went into the heavens
and got to it
and lived there.
So that's another question.
That they be looking for that note, bro.
But did you purposely do that in the studio? Like, I'm about to show these motherfuckers I can sing.
Dave said, where do you want to go with this? Because this is the bridge. So you can't give me this. You got to give me that. And
they don't really give that anymore, but you know, whatever.
So
you know, they give you this now.
He gave me a little bit of something. Dave, you know Dave Young. So he gave me a little bit of, I can feel. He did something. And I was like, we going there? He was like, yeah. So he gave me a couple of takes of it. And that's what y'all got. It's kind of like what happened with Good to Me.
No. We'll get to that.
I remember that. I remember the notes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, like you said, everybody remembers that. I think for me, it was more so, she got something to prove. Maybe even if you unknowingly did it.
Yeah. I wasn't gonna leave the booth until that was
that's
done.
That's what I felt hearing that record. Like, she got something to prove, because I'll be very honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Always.
I didn't know nobody else could sing. Just is what it is.
Right.
I can't be nobody but me. I'm going to tell you the truth. I didn't know nobody else could sing. So I remember, I think I was, I don't know what city I was in. And did they
y'all
have...
Y'all wasn't hearing Harmonies?
The church nigga might have heard Harmonies.
We was in there.
I'm from the streets. I don't hear no Harmonies. So,
I heard the Harmonies, but it was still... You didn't know anybody could do that. That wasn't listed on the package.
I'm at a hotel, some random city. I don't know if it was an event. Did they have like some... I feel like I'm right. Did they do a promo where they like hung something on the doors of hotels of yours?
Yes.
See? I remember the first time I saw it, I'm like, she can't sing. Don't fight me for it. This is my first... I gotta be, you know me.
Yeah.
My first time seeing it, I'm like, the cute girl from this. Nah. What is this? Who put this on my door?
What is this?
Right? And I'm sure I wasn't the only person who did
that. I'm sure you weren't.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure I was the only person who did it because we're ignorant to the fact of, you know, we go off of what's presented to us. Mm-hmm. So for me, I just thought, that's my natural thought. Then I hear this song and I'm like, what the fuck? She cooking.
She cooking.
Oh, thanks, guys.
And you came out as a solo artist, first as in the group, but as a solo artist before Auto-Tune.
Yeah.
This Auto-Tune thing. So what was on that record
was
how you sang that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a believer from that point on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
From that point on. But at first, I was like, oh, she's just cute girl in the group, and she can't sing. What's this? What is this?
Pretty girls don't sing.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't that what the young niggas say now?
And then, I guess, before we get to that next album where we come in, there was this movie called The Preacher's Kid.
That you still ain't apologize. I tried to get you to apologize.
He's not gonna apologize.
Can Devlin apologize?
I don't even know where Devlin is.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I want to know that jacket he had on too. I'm sure he probably still got that jacket on that he wore in the movie. Listen. I had a hard job managing this guy after he played Devlin, because I didn't manage him when he played Devlin.
Big Jay was just talking about
there was people who still remember Devlin when I took Tank on as an artist, or when he took me on as a manager.
It was hard. I remember there was an agent was like, I was, you know how I go for you, bro. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, like my broken acne. He was like, I'm not signing him. I don't like him from that movie. I was like,
bro, you really did a great job though. Like, I'm trying to get you to apologize, but like real shit, you did a great job in that movie, because it affected everybody.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but everything. There were people who saw you as that.
Yeah,
they did. People were like...
And they couldn't unsee it.
Like, dude is mean. I'm like, Tank?
They thought
are you serious? And then on his album covers, he's just on there buff looking mean.
Yeah,
I'm like, what the fuck?
But he's not.
He's the nicest guy in the world. Nice. I mean, nigga.
So,
I mean? It's me.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
So we're doing this movie, and I think the coolest moment in shooting this film was that.
Diner scene?
Nope.
Which one?
I think that came off cool to everybody else. But the personal moment between me and you that we shared, that we unintentionally shared, was in the bedroom after the fight. After I beat you up, I hit you and then started apologizing and then just talking about how the industry.
Oh my gosh, yes. And I was there. They only did like one take of that, didn't they?
One take. And
yo,
we had a moment.
We connected.
That was so personal between the both of, like, we were having a conversation
as Tank and Toya.
Not as the characters.
Yeah, as Devlin and Angie.
And we got to crying
and
boo-hooing. Bro. Like,
they had hurt y'all.
The scene was called for.
In real life, they had hurt
In real
y'all.
Life, we were hurt.
Why
us, right? It was to the point to where she was missing lines.
I was.
Just crying. And I was like, baby, you know what I'm trying to say. Your part goes like,
and they still owe me money.
They still owe me money. Right. And we are crying.
Crying. Real tears.
Having real emotions in this scene.
We were.
To the
Dang,
point.
Dang, you remember that.
Oh my God. To the point to when they said cut.
We were still
crying.
We
could not stop crying. Like, Damn. we were just, it was a release of some real shit that we was going through at the same time.
Yes. We connected. I think that's when we connected.
Yeah, that's
what
it was like.
As friends, like brother and sister in that very moment.
Yeah.
Like, this is bigger than this movie.
Yeah.
Because so I remember after that, he called me and Trey was like, I got a song for
you. What year is that?
Is this 20?
2009, 2010, like nine, eight, nine,
yeah, somewhere, yeah,
because that's right before we start working on the Now or Never album. Yeah,
because I was kind of in a limbo. Because you know, Sex, Love, and Pain, it came out, and it, and I had done all you know the cool stuff with Sex, Love, and Pain, but then it was you know starting to dry up again.
Your shit's dry.
Starting to dry up on me. Background wasn't acting right, and you know, and but you know all
be
those
like that.
Things. But that moment, and then I was like, I got some music for you. We should do some music,
man.
And now we can get into. First of all, you killed Preacher's Kid.
You did too, bro.
You killed.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I did amazing.
You killed it. You're such a bar for female solo artists. You're such a bar. And when that bar is missing, you know, like who's going to help influence and help inspire and help like keep that thing. Like Big J used to get on me. It was like, he's just like, man, you don't put out enough music. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you just don't put out enough music. Like people need to see you. They need to hear that. Like their ears need to be programmed and tuned. That frequency needs to always be available. So the people know what it is, so that the real is never missing.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
And to me, that's what you represent. Every time I've ever called you on stage,
cook.
On demand.
Cook.
Thank you.
Every time. Can I get my show back? If I can get my show back.
Yeah. She gonna get to it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
She gonna get to it.
Because if she sing one more song, I'm gonna have to pay her.
Like, thank you.
And so, even to this day, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're missing. You're
well, what y'all trying to do?
Fucking,
shit. Right, he said, don't threaten me with a good time.
Luck it.
Well, first of all, can we just, I have to do this.
Okay.
I have to do this.
Okay, do it.
I know y'all know me as like sis and whatever, and we probably had conversation about like me having more kids and what do I want for my future, especially going through what I just went through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like, do I want more kids? I don't. I feel like I love my two that I got. I'm two and I'm through.
Yeah.
But this record y'all just dropped.
Yeah.
If the right motherfucker show up, man, that's fucking. Y'all was singing to the uteruses across the world.
Yeah, uterus.
Every uterus.
Yeah.
Unite. Come forward.
Every uterus unite.
Come forward. Y'all were singing to our cervixes.
Yeah.
That was the
plan.
Damn song
was the plan.
Does something to the clitoris.
Ah, wow. You're going to go
Yeah.
That song, I was like... Y'all put some spirits on it's. Y'all put some in the spaghetti on that.
Yeah.
Y'all did that on purpose, and I don't like it.
It wasn't on purpose. Was crazy.
It was actually accidental.
It was.
You don't accidentally come up with the coochie tickle.
No, the record had been. The record had. Go ahead, man.
The record had been sitting with us for a minute.
Y'all let that sit.
I let it sit.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Well, because here's something. You don't know you need something until you actually need it, right? And you don't actually see the full value and potential in a thing until you need it, right? Until you're trying to fill a void and you look back like, it fits perfectly.
And like a glove.
Right? And so, you know, they sent us a song. Shout out to Will Gittin, sent us a song. Or Cosi.
For you.
Well, for me.
Yeah, for you. He said, yeah.
And I'm like, Jay, play it for me. I'm like, I like it. But in my mind, I'm coming off of When We Fuck, We Got Fucking With Me. And
Dirty.
Yeah, how much fucking can we do, man? Like, we switched positions a few times. We running into overtime right now with all this fucking. And as I'm finishing the album, I'm like, what's missing? And I'm like, wow, we just went, you know, number one. We had the number one song for 2 years in a row, 17 and 18. Like, we got to have some
shit,
of that essence here. We can't. Yeah. Was that a little flex? That was
a little life flex.
Okay.
It's necessary.
Yeah.
It's good.
I was like, we can't not have any of that here. Got to make sure we have that presence. Got to be a little heavy, at least a little bit. And Cosign resends me the song, and I didn't realize it was the same song.
Yeah.
He sends it, and I said, at the time, I need this kind of song. I'm like, this motherfucker's a monster.
It is.
He's like, big bro, I'm telling you, you know, the guys are big fans of yours. They want this record for you. It's fire. And I called Jay. I'm like, Jay, remember that song? Did you let me hear this song? He's like, yeah, nigga, I let you hear that song. Look at that's the song. That's the song. That, I said, nigga, it's crazy. He's like, I told you it's crazy. I said, I'm going to tell you what's going to be even crazier. You on the second verse.
Come on out of retirement, Jay.
I said, it's time. He said,
it's time.
He said, Chief, you know, it's just, I said, I don't want to hear nothing.
Get over here.
Get on.
Start on your part. Record.
Come sing.
I already knew the song.
But the way y'all. The song. Wait. He writes it in the car.
I never thought
the way
I was
y'all cried on that record. Like the way that there was a, like what women want and desire. Of course, you know, you like a rough sometimes, you like a whatever. But it was a very like, the sensitivity that we need from a man.
Yeah.
The, even though y'all didn't sing the lyrics slow or anything like that or any of that, the passion, the, what we want from a man to feel loved, to feel, y'all held us in that record. Y'all are literally spooning us, if you will.
No, it's essential. So
it's
my first time hearing the record,
because
we didn't write the record, right? It's record, and which is even more foreign because
I just
write and produce, and you know what I mean. We do our own record, so that's why the record was even that. It was just so, it was such a special record. I just couldn't get away from. But a big part of why I couldn't get away from it, because I was just like, these niggas wrote a record that's sensual and nasty.
It's nasty, but it's,
at the same time, but it's like
sweet.
Yeah. But sweet. And it's not like, it's not overbearing.
No.
It's only thing, right? Because, you know, you'll see the comments here and there. Obviously, just the word fuck in itself. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, just it gets people. It's gonna cause a reaction. And anybody that knows me, when I do music or anything I've been a part of in music, I don't want to do it if there's no reaction. There has to be a reaction. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You get the right reaction, you put that on.
Yeah.
When you get the right reaction, you got something.
Yeah. What's crazy is that he don't even know is that the I guess when what did you say? You said the there's a pulling.
Yeah.
There's a whine and a cry.
There's a cry.
There's a tugging.
Yes.
Which he delivered better than me in the original version.
But his voice, Jay naturally has this.
So when I recorded my verse and my hook and all of that, he then came and recorded his. And then when I heard his, I said, oh, he cooking. He
crock pot?
He's crock pot.
It ain't coming out like this.
He's cooking in a crock pot.
We ain't putting it out like this.
That's it. And I heard his hook. I said, I got it. I hear it. I hear where
Jay has a whine.
I said, I got to be there. I turn this shit back on. Turn the shit back on. Pull it up, because this is not happening.
No, was you coming off aggressive, bro?
Huh?
Was you going in there with
the... No, I wasn't. I just wasn't pulling hard enough.
Yeah, he tugs.
Like I was going through the motions. Like he was really pulling, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I see what we're doing here.
Let's see what we're doing.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Cool.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
turn this shit back on so I can pull.
I'm
gonna tell my grandkids I made Tank re-sing his part.
you make Chica go back in and redo his verse. Like that was.
Listen. My damn ass almost slid off. Think about that damn sound.
And I almost made Toya last slide.
I need to check my damn mirror.
That's
with y'all. Yeah, I heard that song on the plane at nighttime.
Yeah.
I heard the song plane. On the plane yeah, at on nighttime.
At nighttime. You know how I get when you on them, you taking them night flights.
Yeah.
Ear bobs in. And you just listening. You like,
yeah.
What you know, I ain't got nobody even laying to go to.
Yeah, what?
My ear bobs.
Ear bobs. Come on. You know, H time, baby.
H time. Ooh, that turkey leg.
The turkey leg. The turkey leg.
Turkey leg.
Yes. Yeah, that thing put me in set, made me feel like, well, I'm a guy in your comments.
Yeah. He's back. But yeah. That was the perfect. It was it just lined up the right way.
It aligned everything. I told you.
And the movement, you know, continues from there. But back to you.
So how deep are you into the show at this point? Like how many episodes are you in?
Oh, man, I don't even know. I think we're somewhere around 6 or 8 episodes.
Oh, you rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we put one out every Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah. Every Tuesday, y'all make sure y'all tune in.
Leave it to LaToya.
Leave it to LaToya.
Uh-huh. It's cute.
All right, so I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
First, this is what you have, Leave It to LaToya, happening at the moment, really dope. What do you see as next?
I want to be on the writer-producer side of more music and film.
Hmm.
I, like, seriously, I have some ideas. I've put them on paper and everything, and I'm about to start taking meetings. So I want to be on the other side of the camera.
Wow.
I want to really dive into also design. I love fashion. I love interior decor. Like, mm-hmm. I could do that in my sleep.
Do you still have your stores?
No. So, there's conversation.
Bring them back. Bring the stores back.
I mean, you know, having a storefront ain't easy, though.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on in the world. And it's like, and with online and with social media, Instagram. What? Why am I paying rent? Anyways, I just feel like I want to dive deeper into like things that I've like really always wanted to do and might be scared to, you know, do it my
first. So would you design your own line? Like,
yeah, I would.
Okay.
I would. Yeah.
Top 5 R&B artists.
Yours.
Mine.
Yours. Yeah.
You're not saying what people rank in the, you know, oh, she put such and such. No. Yours. This is who you enjoy personally. Mm. That you believe.
Old school, new school, all school.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
Luther.
Mm. Gotta start with Luther. Mm. Big Luther, little Luther.
Both.
Okay, both.
I'll take them all.
Like one and a half.
Yeah. Anita.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Tank.
Wow.
You it, bro.
This nigga made top 5.
He did. You know who this man is? The songs
talk to him every day.
Sank, you know, and written and produced.
This man made top 5.
I ain't saying this because Bro's skin right here. Like, he that. You know what I'm saying? He that
absolutely.
For me.
Thank you.
Tony done got me through a lot.
Mm.
Tony. Mm-hmm. Tony done talk to me, Tony.
Yeah.
Whew, she done got me through some heartbreak. I'm all right. Ooh, dang, it's one
you
more.
Have 4. You have 4.
I'm going to throw Jasmine in there.
Oof.
Jasmine Sullivan.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I can't add Jodeci because Jodeci is in there. Like, you said artist, but I want to say artist assist.
Just make the bad sex, that's fine.
Jodeci.
I can't not let you add Jodeci.
Jodeci? How?
He's a child of Devontae.
Yeah. Devontae's my other father.
Well, clearly. Yeah. I can tell in the smile lines, is structured, the forehead.
Wow. Top 5 R&B songs.
Rude. Why would y'all ask me that?
Because we want to know.
That's not cool, bruh.
We would like to know.
And I know that can change every day. It can fluctuate.
What's your jams, man? What is your jams?
Your jams.
R&B jams.
R&B jams.
Yo. Okay. If only for one night.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the name of the song? What a difference a true love in my life. Even. What's the hook?
And
then that I can't never
something and it's they never knew something they never knew. And it's much more than they ever knew.
Much more than they can see.
Would it be called?
Is that what it is?
I think so. But that's my number two.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. With that title. Sorry, guys.
Ooh, this is a hard one. Ooh, you know what I can't stop playing right now?
Talk about it.
Funny How Time Flies. Ooh, have y'all listened to that Janet record?
They were just funny playing it.
What?
Where was I? I cannot remember where I was.
It's like, this song
no.
is...
No, we were on the boat yesterday.
He was kikiing?
In Miami. On the Kiki on the river boat. Shout out to Kiki on the River. I'm going to throw that out there. And Breon, who swears he's an R&B archaeologist,
he's really good at his R&B.
He's a really good R&B aficionado.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And he got the aux from Jordan because you know Jordan had us.
My nephew. I'm sure
he had us turned.
He was playing all ratchet.
Oh yeah, and it was all ratchet. But then it was time to go into the R&B and Breon seized the controls, and he started that Janet Jackson, and it was just a little dark outside. Ooh. On the boat.
Yeah.
Ooh wee.
That'll take some from it. It'll do something.
Oh, I still do it.
Yeah,
it still do it. All the
way it come changes. In.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did she give you French at the end? Is that French?
Man, I don't know.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Oh my God. Isn't it a continuation of Let's Wait a While?
No.
I thought it was. I thought she didn't want to do it in Let's Wait a While. And she said, let's wait a while. And then it was like Funny How Time Flies. She ran back into the nigga and was like, you know what I mean? I'm ready.
The way you putting it together, it makes sense.
As a young girl, that's what I said to myself.
No, yeah.
You probably ready.
You probably shouldn't have been listening to that as a young girl.
I was.
You know what?
Full blown.
You know, Pam.
Nah.
Pam.
My mama let me listen
what
to it.
What was she on, Pam?
Pam.
I was on
Pam.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they was hiding these girls out.
I only wanted to be two.
That was three.
Tenderoni.
The Truth About Aroni.
Truth About Aroni. Oh, my God. I couldn't shake that song.
I still can't. Yeah. It's a Boyz II Men song. I don't know if it's I'll Make Love to You or if it's... We Belong Together. Is that the same?
End of the Road.
Which one is it?
That's End of the Road. We Belong. It starts there.
We belong together. That's End of the Road. Yeah. But or is it I'll Make Love to You? Which one?
You tell him.
I don't know, guys.
But
I'm
the
stuck.
One that starts with five We Belong Together.
I'm torn.
5 A.M.B.
5 A.M.B. Okay, 5 A.M.B.
You're done.
I'm not really. I have to be done.
Here we go.
You got five. You're doing six of everything.
Yeah. We're letting you get away with some shit.
I'm an R&B girl. Nobody get away with it. Love R&B. I really do.
All right. R&B Voltron, who are you taking the vocals from? Who are you taking the styling from, the aesthetic, the appearance? And who are you taking the performance from to make the complete, your complete R&B artist?
Where y'all getting this shit from?
Nigga, Tank, you call me like, Chief, I'm going to ask him.
It's me and Ruben sitting in there. He's like, oh, and then we can. And then Jacob's like, yeah.
Damn, man. And I don't want no trouble for saying what I got to say.
No, ain't no trouble.
No, I'm saying, because, you know, I'm about to say two female artists who are totally different, but all great.
Who you get? So let's start here. Who are you getting the vocals from?
Jasmine.
Come on.
Ooh.
Come on.
I'm getting them from Jasmine. I sat in front of that. I fangirled. She performed at Essence this past year, and I literally was like, I fangirled.
Come pick up your goddamn feelings,
come
nigga.
Come get it.
I was like, is she talking to me?
Come get it.
Should I go to her house and pick up my feelings?
I felt like I left feelings over there.
Shit.
Oh, yeah. Pack them up, sis. Put them in a doggy bag. I might have left a few.
Who are you getting the styling from? The aesthetic.
That fly shit.
Rihanna.
Very fly.
Yeah. She didn't, like, Rihanna, I love her because she just do her, and, like, she don't miss, especially, like, she was disrespecting the sidewalk for us every day? Mm-hmm. Like, she would, every time she walked outside, it was like,
up.
She was modeling while pregnant. Like yeah. she was still modeling.
You know what I'm saying?
Like I was like, oh, okay, okay. The belly is an accessory.
The belly is an accessory.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it is. Everything is like, part of the vibe.
Part of the vibe.
You know.
And she just got a certain.
It's effortless. It's edgy.
She just got a certain.
And she got it.
Ownership.
She got it.
Of everything. Everything.
The like, confidence is
because
crazy.
What it comes down to is the not giving a fuck.
And she don't.
Like we talked about with a Mary J. Blige. Mm-hmm. Mary gonna give you her no matter what.
Every
it is night. What it is.
And she's my emotion, because you didn't, you gotta add that. Emotion, Mary, untouchable.
Emotion make you cry sometimes. That's what H-Town taught me.
We're gonna add emotion to that, guys?
Emotion make you cry sometimes.
Who do you get the feeling? Okay, gotcha.
Who do you get the feeling? Mary.
Who do you get
off top?
Mary.
Okay, got
Mary.
It. Got it from Mary. Okay.
You feel like she been through, she will mispronounce a word in a song. You don't care.
No.
What? Yeah. She meant that.
In this dancery.
So in this.
I don't even know. I don't even think they've even made a dancery.
I still don't know what
a dancery
is.
It has something to do with the stiff leg dance and the bob.
It's a place. It's called a dancery.
Everybody does that in the dancery.
When she said, I should have left your ass a long time ago and wind that down.
I seen it live.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course, you seen it live every night.
Yeah.
I seen it live every night.
When she start rolling around on the ground during No More Drama or stumping or having a full-out tantrum, I'm like,
gone.
How are y'all not?
Gone.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
It gets spiritual.
I'm in church. I'm having a full-blown experience when I watch Mary.
Last one, performance.
I got two.
You go with the shit. You just
I'm sorry. It would be.
This is Toya, man.
It would, but listen, okay, because people gonna argue me that Michael isn't pop.
Michael isn't pop?
Yeah, I mean Michael Jackson isn't R&B. They'll say he's a pop artist. People will argue me down and say that Michael Jackson isn't an R&B artist. He's a pop artist
Michael
and all
Jackson
these things.
He's
all things through Christ.
Fuck that.
Who strengthens.
Fuck that.
What?
Everything. No. Fuck that. Michael Jackson is R&B.
He is.
We're
can
not
we
even
going to
go to the all things.
I can't.
Michael
Rock
Jackson is R&B.
I can't say what? That. I can't
it
say
starts
that he's
there.
He's R&B.
Gary, Indiana.
R&B is... let's say this. R&B has... encompasses so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it was ours. R&B was ours.
Mm-hmm.
Still
and
ours.
No. That's what I'm saying. And a way for them to take a piece of that. That's where the word pop.
I get it. I feel
we all know what pop is. It's just popular.
But I'm
it's
saying
just popular.
A way for them to own that space.
But you know it was crazy? You know how he owned them? He called himself the king of it.
He sure did.
Absolutely. But think about this though. Like even if we talk about a guy like Bruno Mars.
It's R&B.
He's an R&B singer.
It's an R&B singer.
You understand what I'm saying?
Justin Timberlake.
But
R&B singer.
But pop takes it out of our space.
It's ain't ours no more.
Not here at R&B Money.
Not here at R&B.
Not here
at R&B,
at R&B Money.
Yeah.
Michael.
Jackson.
Jeffrey.
Orange.
Joseph. All of... Hey, what other names? What is it?
R&B.
R&B.
Period.
All the middle names.
Yeah, talk about it.
Before you get to Jackson.
Talk about it.
Michael Jackson.
Okay, so you got Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
It's an R&B artist.
I'm going to say to watch Beyonce perform.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
That's it.
I don't. And that's why I said
Rose
I had to
Bowl.
Have.
I went.
I had to
I
say
to
Michael and I had to say B.
I went to Miami and the Rose Bowl and I was still affected.
Yeah.
I still.
She was like walking over us and shit. She had to thing.
It was just like.
She likes to splash around in water. It's puddles.
It was just.
The power that she brings.
It was a level of performance that I'd never, ever seen before.
I'd be watching her on stage sometimes. She don't know this, but I'd be like, we ain't used to do that.
Where you learned that?
Where you learned that?
Wait a minute.
You got some upgrades.
You did that.
It's another
ain't used to do that.
Level of polish.
It's just.
But it came from.
Different, yeah.
It came
it's
from.
Perfecting your craft and working. Craft. Really and when some of us early. Wanted to go to the movies, when some of us wanted to go, when we did have our off time, she was in the studio sitting there by herself writing a record. She was in the car. I never forget, we was at this little like indoor play jungle gym situation or whatever, having our fun like kids are supposed to. And she sat out in a hot ass car and was writing to a track. And I remember going, "Where be at?" And I was she in the car. I was like, "Okay, I'm going to go in now and see what you're doing." And I went and sat in the passenger seat as she just wrote this record. And I was like, we be out here trying to have fun. And this girl, she's on it. Mm. She lives this.
Yeah.
Like this, she wants this bad. She is, it is no surprise to me that she is the icon that she is. Now, a lot of other things went into that. But I will say her work ethic is monstrous. It's monstrous. I ain't seen nothing like it. And being around it made you feel guilty if you weren't.
Mm.
Like, wait, hold on, I'm not doing something right.
She didn't have to say anything to hold you accountable.
No. She did it.
She just did it.
Lead by example.
Yeah.
She led by example.
Wow.
Yeah, we got to get back to that in this music.
B used to sit in a booth with me while I was singing my parts. You know, normally the lead singer, once they've done their role or whatever, you come in and sing your four lines and they go off and do whatever. B would sit in the booth with us on the floor in the corner and like, "Nah, try that again, blah, blah, blah." And the support she would give us, even in the roles that we played in this.
Wow.
I'll never forget that. She never stopped. She hasn't stopped. She won't. She's unstoppable for real.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Anything that has her name on it, anything that has to do with her will be great.
Right.
By any means necessary.
Mm.
Even if it means sacrificing it all.
Wow.
And I saw that firsthand.
Hard work, dedication.
Hard work and dedication.
All that means.
Yeah.
I like the Jay's this part.
Jay, don't ask me no dumb shit. Jay, don't. I'm not.
I feel like I'm being threatened.
It ain't a threat, it's a promise.
Oh,
The lean?
Yeah.
Threatening the lean?
Well, fuck it then. we got this part of the show.
Oh, God. I can already tell this is about to be trouble, man. Yeah. My shorts tight.
Yeah, you're going to bust a bottle of them. Going to bust a bottle of them. Listen. So, this part of the show is called I Ain't Saying No Names.
Uh-uh.
I Ain't Saying No Names. It can either be funny are fucked up, are both. Funny and fucked up. The only rule to the game is you can't say the names. So nobody that's a part of the story can be mentioned. Now, you might can say the occupation. You might can dabble around, whatever you got to do. But you cannot say their name. And it's that simple. Just give us a good story. Story. Give us, you know what I mean?
It's a good one. Come on.
You know, I like this.
Let's get behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Let's get behind the curtain. Yeah. The veil. You know, the velvet rope.
Yeah.
You know, all the cool shit you grew up in.
Yeah.
I didn't go to Japan at 10.
Come on now.
What happened in Japan?
What happened in Japan?
You still know them niggas from Japan? Mm. I don't know. Come on. You know what? Chief, pass me some of that. Pass me a snack. Pass me one of them snacks, man.
I don't know.
Give me a lemon cookie or something, man.
This is crazy.
Wait on this. I mean, they be saying we be on here eating chips and all this kind of shit. Yes, we do.
We got snacks.
We be snacked up, baby.
I'm snacking.
Get you. You know what I mean? Get you some chips.
I'm snacking cold.
Snacky Robinson. Snacky Jackson. I know Bo mad than a motherfucker right now because we chewing. I know Bo. Hey, shout out to Bo because Bo mad than a motherfucker right now.
Okay, so I remember I had just started this show and I was super excited about the role. And first day at work, call time was like 4 a.m. Crazy. So I'm barely up. I know my lines. I'm nervous as hell because I'm working with some like I mean, real amazing actors. And I mean, the director was crazy. I mean, just the lineup was nuts. So I go on set and I'm in the makeup trailer, crack of dawn. Still got sleep in my eyes. It's a whole thing. And so the main actor walks in and she's losing it on hair and makeup. And I'm just watching her like, is this how we get down? First of all, it's early. It ain't even six. You just wilding out to late, you know, and yeah, it's just
before breakfast.
Wilding before breakfast. I ain't even got my breakfast order taken yet. Right. You are wilding. Right. And so that's where it started. Then, you know, I get on set. I'm getting mic, going through the, you know, the proper rehearsals, all the stuff or whatever. And I noticed her energy is a little different on set. And so when it was time to like roll, when I tell you this lady spazzed on everybody to the point where she started throwing set chairs and being violent and clearing everybody off the set and just like was like losing it on everybody. She didn't want nobody to mic her.
Don't touch me.
Yeah, it was like, don't touch me. Get your hands off of me. And I was just like, and I'm like, yo, I am about to have to do, like, all of my scenes are with her. Like,
oh, shit.
All of them. Every single one of them. And I'm like, what have I signed up for? So she proceeds to kick everybody off set. But then you hear her. She kicked everybody.
An actor kicked everyone off set. Not the director.
She was like, get out, get away from me. It was like that moment. And then
they left.
Everybody left. But then you hear her in the distance going, I'm so alone. Everybody has left me and abandoned me. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? What? And I'm on the phone with my agent like, bitch, why didn't you fucking tell me? What is that? Why didn't you tell me? What is going on? Whatever. But the sad part about it was, because eventually she got it together and we started our scene and moved on.
The day kept going.
Day kept going like it was nothing. Like this was the norm.
Yeah. But so my
and it was the norm.
So my $1 million question is this a black actress?
No. And that was the sad part about it. Because in my mind, I'm going like, had this been a sister, she would have been fired.
She'd been fired.
She wouldn't have had no job.
Yeah. And they'd have went to Instagram and talked about it.
You know what I'm saying? She would have been blackballed had she carried on like this.
Have you noticed that it's called blackballed?
Of course.
Everything black isn't good is what is being said. And that's how they've made us feel. Like when you're black anything, black it's anything. Wrong or it's bad. We got to start checking. But we've already started to work on that, but it's such a powerful word that it makes you feel a way. You have a reaction to it. But yes, she wouldn't have had no job. But babe, when I tell you, I was like, I remember we did a scene after and she wild out in a car and I was in the passenger seat of the car and she was using her hands and I said, ooh, she grazed me.
He's waiting for your moment. Just felt,
you know how you feel the wind?
He was waiting for the she hit me first moment.
Yeah, so yeah. You only needed a graze.
Did a little graze. I don't need a graze. You know, and I'm going.
To do my thing.
And you got to keep professional under these circumstances. But as a black woman, I'm sitting here watching her carry on like this. Knowing I couldn't do the same thing.
Nobody's saying anything.
Everybody's just
you're cuddling,
letting the tantrum happen. Wow. I was like, this shit is nuts. Roll the cameras on this shit. Fuck with y'all.
Fuck the show. This is the show.
This is entertaining.
Record this.
Record this. That's what the people need to see. Mm-hmm. Like
and,
that.
And that's why I ain't saying no name. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. This has been absolutely special.
It has.
You know how I feel about you. You know, I love you to pieces.
Aww. You know what I mean? Love you too, bro.
And it's family, it's love. It's
always.
Everything. Yes. It's everything.
And, now, we are extremely thankful.
Yeah.
Like, of course, you would just look at it like, these are my guys. But no. Because we know how busy you are. We know that
family,
you had to.
You got kids.
Yeah. When the babies get involved and you got to make plans, like, that's appreciated. Yeah.
I move things around for y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't never not showed up when I called.
There it is.
So. Yeah. I'm going to always do the same.
Thank you for performing at my birthday party. All of you. I go to. Yeah. You came to the trenches.
Yeah.
Okay. Kansas City Chiefs.
That was a time.
Yeah. And they sang as loud as they could when that fucking movie
they did.
I'm right, fucking with you.
Yeah.
Before it came on.
What a time.
Thank you. And you know, we less than a phone call away. Mm-hmm. Always.
Mm-hmm. Thank y'all for always being there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Y'all have seen me at my worst. Yeah. Y'all see me at my best. And y'all are always the first ones to call when the shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
So thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this has been the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B with one of the coldest. One of the coldest ever.
Flyest.
Yeah. The beautiful inside and out, Latoya Luckett.
Latoya Luckett!
Yeah. Thank you for having me. Mwah, 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 mwah.
R&B Money!
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media via at R&B Money Podcast or at The Real Tank or at Jay Valentine.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.